It is 8:11, and you are jamming with Johnny here on AFN Bahrain, the Eagle. So I'm your host, Johnny Jams, a.k.a. Petty Officer John Nye, serving America's best. It is March 5th. We're just getting this week started, but I've got some awesome guests in the booth with me. We've got some live musical talent. That's right. We've got Taylor Hicks in the studio, live in building 256.
Wake up, Bahrain!
I hope you're awake now, and if you're not, stay dialed in. We're going to be covering all types of things, all about Taylor Hicks and some of his music, some of his inspiration, what he's doing in the Middle East. I mean, in the middle of the desert in Bahrain, what brings you in here? There's so many questions to ask. But first, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am really glad to be here playing for the troops. It's one of those things that you always think about. I was just thinking about the movie Good Morning Vietnam and Adrian Cronauer, and I always thought to myself how cool it would be to come over and perform for our servicemen and women here, in not only this region, but obviously all over the world. Won American Idol in 2006. It was a 10-year overnight success story. I started playing live music at 18. I started going gray at 14.
I'm getting a few.
Well, you'll probably have more after we get done with this interview. But I really, really happy to be here. I guess you can Google me at this point. You'll find a nice rap sheet. But really happy to be here with the band, performing and doing this big AFE tour that I'm excited about doing. This is our first stop, so obviously we're all jazzed up. David Keith to my right here, he drums for me. He's excited about performing, and it's all about you guys. It's all about bringing a part of the country and the Southern soul and the honky tonk. It's all about bringing that part of home to you guys.
Right on. Well, I know you brought the harmonica, so I'm down with that. I tried to do a little bit of harmonica, when I was living on the sailboat.
Oh, wow.
Just one of those nice comforting things.
Oh, nice.
But I didn't even
think about that.
I couldn't really pick it up very well. It comes in with those little songs you can learn, the real basic things.
Oh,
I think I think it was a C.
That's actually a great key to learn in. I usually tell people when they're trying to learn harmonica that a C harmonica is always handy, because a lot of songs are in the key of G. So you cross harp and you play C, and if songs and chords are in G, you play a C harp. So you got lucky and started out with a pretty decent harmonica.
I probably just need to put more work into it.
That's what it takes. It takes a lot of work. I mean, I learned how to play off of air conditioners. Airplanes, helicopters, they're all in different keys.
Yeah, well, we definitely survive on air conditioners out here in the Middle
East. I can tell. Sometimes I get confused between an air conditioner and a helicopter. I'm not going to lie. I have a hard time deciphering those when I go to these bases.
So, yeah, yeah.
But it's been a blast. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, awesome. We're excited to have you. And I did a little bit of Googling, as you said, on you. Because, again, I was trying to remember, how I knew you. And when I listened to some of the music, it hit me. It was just that deep South sound that I jive with and I jam out to. And so I'm excited to have you here and to know a little bit more about you, kind of what motivates you and what keeps you going each and every day. So we're going to come back. We're going to take a short music break. We're going to come back. We're going to dig more into Taylor Hicks, the Middle East tour here, and just what motivates him to keep going forward each and every day. So stay dialed in. We are back, Bahrain. Hey, we are having a great time here in the studio, rocking out in the Middle East, in Bahrain. And hey, we've got Taylor Hicks in the studio.
Come on, Bahrain.
Can hear you now.
Come on down to this concert we got tonight.
Tonight.
You can
tonight,
do it.
1800, 6 o'clock in the evening, Mario's Courtyard. It's going to be a blast. What
kind
of songs are you going to be playing tonight?
Well, I've got a lot of, I've got some new music that I'm releasing, a couple of songs from some older records, and obviously a couple of songs from the American Idol win. My band's here, we're playing all kinds of stuff. We've got some great covers, and then obviously we got a patriotic number that I've been performing that's just a really big tearjerker. As a matter of fact, I've played it for a lot of you know, a lot of bases and stuff back home, and really love it. It's called 19. Hopefully we'll get to hear it. Just a really great show. I mean, it's a lot of, yeah, I've grew up playing live music. My band's really great, and it should be fun. I love that courtyard. I hear it's like the best courtyard to perform in sound wise.
Yeah, the acoustics are pretty great, just the way it's lined up, yeah, facing the building.
Yeah, there's, the staging, you know, lighting is going to be good. Yeah. 6 o'clock, and that's going to be nice and early. So come on out. It's going to be a blast. I'm super excited to be here. We kind of got our feet wet last night at an undisclosed location and had a blast. So it's going to be great. I'm super, super excited about being out here.
Yeah. So when did you get in? Just a day or two?
Got in. I really don't know what day it is. I really don't care at this point. You know, I think it's a couple of days ago.
Okay.
I'm, you know, bopping around the Middle East and in particular points of the region and going to play some music.
Yeah.
So we're here for one more night, and we're doing the show tonight. And then we leave tomorrow. So
got places to go.
Yeah,
speaking of places to go, I saw up on your Facebook page you're going to be performing at the Grand Ole Opry come June 16th. Tell me about that. What does that mean to you?
I got the invite. I've been living out in Nashville for a long time. I got the invite about a week ago, and just, you know, one of those bucket list things. It's like, you know, the Grand Ole Opry, being in the circles, have been a, that's going to be fun. The band, I've always listened to the band. I've always listened to the Opry. I've never been to the Grand Ole Opry. And my first time is actually going to be performing in it. So I'm extremely blessed and couldn't be thankful anymore to the Opry. I mean, it's just an awesome opportunity.
Definitely. Definitely not just a bucket list thing. I mean, that's lifelong dream, passion.
It's going to be great. I'm excited. It's just one of those things, you know, you just – keep rocking and rolling, being nice to people. Karma's real, and you get to do things like this.
Right on. Hey, you know, we're gonna take another musical break. We'll listen to some music, and then we're gonna get back into some of the deeper inspiration, some of those things that are rewarding for Taylor Hicks and what inspires him, and hey, maybe even some challenging moments, ways to persevere, be resilient, and overcome while reaching those dreams. So stay dialed in and keep jamming out. It is 8:26, and we are back. I hope you're enjoying some of the music. Speaking of music to enjoy, Taylor Hicks is going to be performing this evening at 6 o'clock in Mario's Courtyard. You won't want to miss it. It is an inspiration. And speaking of inspirations, Taylor, what are some of the most rewarding things about the work that you do?
Well, I like making people happy. I think sometimes when you're on a show like American Idol and you win, I think especially when I was on that during that time, it just brings, you know, music and entertainment brings a lot of joy to people, and as all of you all know, it's you can really kind of escape kind of the everyday grind and music, yeah, and entertainment. AFE does a great job of bringing all kinds of different, you know, acts and entertainment to these particular parts of the region and our bases. And it's just making people happy, you know, whether they're reminiscing about watching Idol or seeing music, or not even just about me and songs. I think it's just it's a really great opportunity to make people happy and smile.
Yeah, it's all about bringing people's spirits up out here, some morale boost.
Absolutely.
We appreciate that. And we were talking a little bit ago while we were on break, we were talking about Saudi Idol. And so there's a whole other genre out here.
Yeah, it's really cool. I was looked over and at a television, and somebody was watching Saudi Idol, and I saw the big Saudi American Idol, you know, brand, and
right
through the window. So it's just amazing after all of these years that American Idol and Idol all over the world is still relevant. You know, so it's a. That's a blessing to be a part of a brand that's that strong.
Yeah, it's out there. You know, there's great musical talent, too, everywhere. And thinking of, like, things that inspire people, what kind of people inspired you, maybe in your younger in your career or as you're growing up, things and people that inspire you?
Well, I had some really great family support. You know, I mean, it was kind of tough for a while because I think after a while, they told me to you know, to get a job, but I persevered, you know, and you know, I always knew that my job was entertaining, and it was a long road. You know, I spent a lot of nights on the road and a lot of, you know, different nooks and crannies all over the South and performing. And I guess inspiration wise, you know, Ray Charles was kind of the root of my musical tree. It branched out to Bob Seger and Van Morrison and, you know, Marvin Gaye, a lot of the soul artists, and that was kind of inspiration. But I kind of knew from an early age that, you know, that music was going to be the path for me, and entertainment was going to be the path. It was just how to get there. So I think, you know, I leaned on my faith. I think I always like to say that you have to have your ducks in a row upstairs as much as you have to have them in a row downstairs.
I like that.
For things to really gel. And for me, that's kind of what happened. You know, I had a lot of the stuff go on downstairs, but, you know, not a lot upstairs. And when I started putting those two together, it created some success. And I think that could be an inspiration for anybody.
Yeah, right on. And, you know, success, it doesn't come overnight. It's, like you said, a lot of hard work, perseverance, that resilience. So what have been some of those most challenging moments in your life? You know, how have you overcome some of those challenges? Talk about that resiliency that you had, you know, as a musician.
I think challenges, you know, my family come from a kind of a broken household, divorce, when, you know, my parents split up, and only child for a little bit, and moving around. I bounced around a lot as a kid. You know, I think I went to about four different schools when I was in fourth grade. I just trying to really lean on my schooling, you know, my friends, and it, you know, and obviously the challenges of entertainment. You know, you're not, you know, you can't be the brightest star. It's, they don't call them stars for nothing, you know, because stars fade, they go back in and out. So it's just, you know, those challenges of the peaks and valleys of the business have not been easy, but I've persevered, you know, and I think perseverance is a, you know, a really important part of anything in life. You have to go through the peaks and the valleys.
That's right. Go through the mountain.
You got to go through it to get to it, man.
That's right. I like it. Well, hey, you hear the word here on Bahrain, right here on 106.3 AFN The Eagle. Keep hanging out with us, listening to Taylor Hicks. We're going to go on another musical break, enjoy some of this music from Taylor Hicks. It is 8:35, and you're listening to the Johnny Jam Show on AFN The Eagle. Hey, we are back live in Building 256, and I'm here with Taylor Hicks. Hey, we've got all kinds of things going on out here. Tonight, we've got the live concert with Taylor Hicks. It's at 6 o'clock in the evening, Murray's Courtyard. But right now, I've got a little game to play all about some randomness. We've got about 60 different random questions that people have asked in the past for musicians and artists. And we want to see if you can answer some of these questions for us, get a little bit of insight into the way you think. So pick a number.
One.
Number one. All right. Pick a number between 1 and 60. Number one, who is your all-time favorite artist?
I would have to say Ray Charles. Like we said, Ray Charles was the root of the musical tree. And then that kind of branched out to Bob Seger and Van Morrison and Marvin Gaye and Bad Company. And, you know, just all these different artists kind of comes from like the Ray Charles tree.
All right, Ray Charles, I hear it. I can dig some Ray Charles. You know, we might be able to play some Ray Charles here this morning.
Good Sunday soul with Ray Charles.
All right, one more song, one more number.
60.
Number 60. All right, we're going down the list, scrolling down the list. Have you ever been part of a choir?
I was. I was in the eighth grade choir. Didn't get kicked out.
Okay, but that was my next question.
No, didn't get kicked out. But the eighth grade choir. I remember it well.
Eighth grade choir. Who was the teacher?
Don't have. I think Mr. Bradley.
Mr. Bradley.
If I'm not mistaken, Mr. Right. Bradley was my. He's great teacher. Gotta love those teachers.
Yes.
Shout out to all of the educators and teachers out there.
Big shout out. They keep us on the path and, you know, smack our hands when they need to. And
keep us in line.
Keep us in line. We need that. Follow those rules. Okay. Another number, 1 through 60.
42.
Number 42 on the list. All right. Here we go. Do you watch any music award ceremonies on TV? What was the last one that you watched?
I watched a little bit of the Grammys. I watched the Oscars. I watch a little. I just tune in. I don't watch them all the way through, but I kind of tune in just to kind of see what's going on in the world of entertainment. But I don't know if that's a great litmus test these days.
Right.
You know, I really don't. I don't.
Right.
I think it could be a lot. I think those shows could be, I think those shows could be produced a lot better, in my opinion. But I like to kind of tune in. But I would say the Oscars and the Grammys, I bounce back and forth on them.
Right on. You seem to me like a person that has his ear down to the railroad tracks, too, down on the grassroots
Absolutely.
Level.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I come from that. You know, I come from the grassroots perspective of music, you know. Even though I won Idol, I mean, I was touring. I mean, I started touring when I was 18. Mm. So, you know, I kind of got seasoned a little bit, you know, over the years. But, yes, I feel like I do have a pretty good ear to the ground for great music and good art.
Right on. All right, one more question. 26. Here we go. Have you ever watched American Idol? No joke. Have you ever watched American Idol? If so, do you have any favorite contestants?
You know, I don't think I've ever watched that show. What's that show about?
So apparently there's these people that, you know, they think they're musicians. Really? They've got some talent. Or at least hope they do. They think they do, right?
Really?
They go on. They perform. Huh. There's these judges that say either yes, no, somewhere in the middle. Mm. You know, oftentimes, though, people, when they win, they go on and they put out some really great music.
What's that, Dancing with it? They go to like do Dancing with the Stars.
Some of them
like,
do Dancing with the Stars. Yeah,
Big Brother.
They go.
I don't
to all
think
those.
There's ever been. Is there been an idol on Big Brother? I don't really know. You know, people ask me what was it. You know, what was my favorite moment of American Idol, and winning. That's probably my favorite.
Yeah, it does. It always feels good to win, right? Right on. Right
that
on.
Helps.
Yes. So, all right, we've got one more question for you. This one is our question of the day.
Oh, okay.
So today it's all about multiple personality disorder today. Oh. But it's about having mental health and looking at our personalities, kind of an inward reflection as well.
Yep.
So our question of the day, it kind of reflects the Incredible Hulk, right, and Bruce Banner.
Mm-hmm.
Our question of the day is, in recognition of multiple personality day, how would you describe your alter ego, if you had one, of course?
I'm sitting here looking at all of these things that I'm not supposed to say on air from AFN. You know, I think it would be similar to the Incredible Hulk. But, you know, I think it's good to escape every now and then. And that's a really good question. But I hopefully, I can tell you this. You'll be able to see my alter ego tonight in the courtyard for my show.
Right. Because
that's pretty much my alter ego. My stage is kind of a place that I like to get away, and you know, I think everybody should have that place at some point, whether it's a stage or somewhere where they can get away and kind of be who they are, and that's kind of my stage. The stage tonight is a great, you'll be able to see it.
Yeah, right on.
It'll be the live show is the alter ego.
The alter ego. Okay, hey, I can jive with that. Yeah. You know, it's great. And so be sure to come out this evening for Taylor Hicks. He's going to be performing live with his band. That's going to be at 6 o'clock this evening in Mario's Courtyard. You won't want to miss it. Get some details on the AFN Bahrain Facebook page. Of course, bring your friends, family. It's going to be a fun evening. You will not want to miss it. Here's some more songs. This is good old Ray Charles, A Song for You. Singing his song. That's good old Taylor Hicks there. So, hey, we are here jamming out in the studio, building 256, and we've been talking about food, places to eat, things to see, and Taylor, tell me a little bit about, there's some sort of a state food fair.
State Plate. Yeah, State Plate is a food and travel series where I go around and I talk about a different plate of food that's just iconic to that state. So, interestingly enough, if you go to Maine, obviously one of the staples is going to be lobster. But what else is around that particular plate? So we do an appetizer, a dessert, entree, two sides, but we just put it together for a specific state. So we go around and there's 50 states, obviously, and we do 50 plates. We shot three seasons of television, and it was really neat to be able to go around to those different states and put a plate of food together. So you can actually go to Taylor Hicks and go to State Plate and find out a lot more about maybe your particular state that you're from and what is just iconic to that particular state. It's a really trivial thing, because a lot of people, I've had that happen as I go through the series, as we try to put a plate of food together, but people argue about it. So, you know, it's been fun because it's been trivial, and obviously that's brought attention to it. So State Plate is the food and travel series.
Right on. I have to check that out. State Plate with Taylor Hicks. Okay, speaking of states, so I've got some interesting laws. So every state out there has got some weird laws. Did you know that the state of Indiana, you cannot catch fish with your bare hands, and you can't use dynamite either? There's no catching fish with your bare hands in Indiana.
I think you could be able to do that out here, though, probably, right? Is there fish out here?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of fishing out here. Yeah, there's a fish market. Just by the way, I learned something last week. Don't wear flip-flops to the fish market, so make sure you wear shoes to the fish market. There's also some wonderful pearl diving out here in Bahrain. Wow. That's what it's really known for. You can go snorkeling, things like that.
So let me ask you this. So if we were doing Bahrainian state plate, what would be on the state plate of Bahrain?
Well, you know, so what I understand is it's all about a little shawarma. However, you know, some hummus. You can pretty much go any direction.
What about dessert?
Dessert. Good question.
Come on.
You might be stumping me on that. But what I do know is that in West Virginia, you can't use a ferret to help you hunt. There's no ferret hunting in West Virginia.
Those good old West Virginians.
Yeah, they'll keep you on your toes, you know. Yeah. You gotta hunt just right.
Yeah, that's true. West Virginia was a great state. A lot of mining there, and my family grew up coal miners, so lots of comparisons between Alabama, where I come from, and West Virginia. But I think you can take a ferret anywhere in Alabama you wanted to be honest.
A ferret in Alabama anywhere?
And hunt.
Yeah?
Yeah, you probably could.
Yeah, no one would know, right?
Good old Alabama.
What happens in Alabama?
Stays in Alabama.
That's right. Did you know that in New Hampshire, you can't collect seaweed at night?
Yeah, good old seaweed hunting. And those night seaweed hunters, I tell you, you know, you could maybe hunt seaweed with a ferret.
I want to see that one. That would be fun.
Me too.
That would be a whole new episode.
I'm telling you.
Hunt seaweed with a ferret. All right. That's it, Bahrain. We've got so much to cover yet, but, you know, you're just going to have to come out to the concert tonight, 6 o'clock, Mario's Courtyard. You'll get more than just music. You'll get to see the inspiration live on stage in Mario's Courtyard at 6 o'clock. So don't miss it. Be sure to take a look at our Facebook page, answer that question of the day, and, hey, follow Taylor Hicks. As a matter of fact, where can people find more about you?
Well, TaylorHicks.com, official Taylor Hicks on Instagram, the Twitters, Taylor Hicks. Yeah, pretty much all the socials and all the music's on TaylorHicks.com. You can find everything, and really, really appreciate what everybody's doing out here. Everybody stay safe and God bless.